All right, welcome back.
It's June 8th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our news banter edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now.
All right, come on. Lizarazu is 100% bang on here. No arguments. Mbappe doesn't have to track back for jack shit at this World Cup, and if you disagree, you're an absolute melt.
I'd even go as far as saying any manager that makes Mbappe waste energy tracking back is actively sabotaging their own shot at winning the whole thing.
Are you actually kidding me right now? The data says otherwise, mate. Even the best elite forwards that skip defensive work lead to a measurable spike in XG. Against on the flank, they're supposed to cover, for a start. Also, hang on. Lizarazu's talking about France, specifically. Not every random competition under the sun, all right?
Oh, shut up with your stupid spreadsheets. I've seen this movie 100 times before.
Any team with Mbappe can afford to give him a free pass. Who cares if the left flank is a little open? He'll score 3 on the counter before the opposition even get a cross off. Also, wait a second, you went on a 20-minute rant at the last Euros saying Southgate was brain-dead for not forcing Kane to track back, right before he finished as top scorer? Remember when we screamed about that exact thing for like an hour after the group stage?
Objectively, Deschamps isn't going to roll that way against top sides, is he? Come on, reports out of China earlier today said he's already drilling the forwards on tracking back, even Mbappe in training. Also, my guy at Carrington told me that...
Oh, piss off with your random Carrington source. No one cares what some part-time kit man at United thinks about France's World Cup tactics.
Wait, hold on. Let's get back to the actual point here. What do you make of the Olise and Cherki combo?
Lizarazu said he doubted him at first. Now he's all in on their chemistry.
Look, if we're being real, their on-pitch link-up is off the charts. They've got genuine telepathy. It's like two blokes who've played Sunday League together every weekend for 15 years. They don't even need to glance up to know where the other's going to run. But the problem is the right wing spot is a total bloodbath, right? Dembele Ali, Zaire Emery, all fighting for one spot if Mbappe is locked in at center forward.
Fair. That's the definition of a high-class problem, isn't it? Only France have that level of attacking depth. Come on, it is the middle of the day and football Twitter is already acting completely normal, which is to say not normal at all. Half the nations going to the World Cup don't even have 2 fit wingers, let alone 4 elite options. Also, let's be real, if Mbappe wins them the whole World Cup without tracking back once, no one's going to say a single bad word about it.
You're delusional, mate, if they get knocked out in the knockouts because Mbappe's letting opposition fullbacks burn past him every 5 minutes, you're eating your replica France 98 shirt. I bet you 50 quid he tracks back at least 3 times per game in every knockout round they play, minimum.
That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.